Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I saw a video over the weekend that cracked me up, and it's a video of somebody talking about how they've unknowingly insulted women specifically, and they're specifically saying things that they will never say to women ever again because they unknowingly insulted them, which had me thinking because I know I've definitely done this. I'm sure people listening, anybody who wants to call or text in, 1-800-947-3979. We've already got calls waiting on how you have unknowingly insulted someone. But let's listen to his examples first. We're going to break down our own, and then, of course, we're going to shine some light on Freebeer, who is not here today.
Yeah, definitely. That's how it goes.
Of course.
Welcome back, everyone.
Can you boost this to, up just a tiny bit? Sorry, mm-hmm. I should have mentioned before.
Welcome back, everyone, to a brand new segment of... This one's new. Ways I've insulted girls without realizing I was insulting girls. We have a list for you today.
Okay.
A constructed list of things that I have said that I did not realize were insults until I said them. So let's just kick it off. We're going to go from least worst to worst. Starting it off. You look jacked. I didn't get an amazing reaction out of that one, but...
Okay.
You look jacked.
I guess it depends on where you're at.
Are you at the gym?
Yeah, I mean, if it looks like somebody who's like a bodybuilder at the gym, yeah. You know, somebody who's really going for building muscle, then maybe that wouldn't be insulting.
But if you're not a bodybuilder right. and somebody just sees that you've got kind of broad shoulders and they're like, you look jacked.
Yeah.
I could see that good. Being like, no.
No, that wouldn't
no.
be good.
Yeah.
I've gotten worse. Let's just say that. Okay. Overall, not that bad, though. Next, we have... You look just like your dad. Oh. Emphasis on the just.
Okay.
Yeah, telling a woman she looks just like a man, not always your favorite.
No.
No. I mean, I get it because some people do. I mean, like, I look, I'm like kind of a combination of my mom and my dad evenly, but I have met, like, my niece looks a lot like my dad. Like, you can tell, like, mm-hmm. like when they were babies, they looked very similar. Now, she doesn't look like him, like, she doesn't look like a man, but she definitely looks, she's a Michaels, no doubt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, yeah, not great.
Yeah, but the emphasis on just, like, you look just like your dad. It's one thing if you can be like, you say like, oh, man, I see the family resemblance. Yeah, you're definitely related.
Yeah.
Honestly, this one's not that bad either, as long as you don't do what I did and emphasize the just. If you don't say, you look just like your dad. Then it gets a little bit shaky.
Yeah.
Next we have your legs are prickly.
That immediately makes people want to shave. Immediately. Mm-hmm. And generally you're not in a position where you can say, okay, well, let me just get up and go shave my legs now. But thanks for pointing it out. Oh, the worst. Or when guys point out body hair, when they're like, oh, your arm hair.
Mm-hmm.
No,
no,
don't do that. No. Don't do that.
No.
How did you not realize that was insulting, though? Like, when you said, your legs are prickly, that's insulting.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if it's not somebody that you're actually with. Like, if I'm with the girl I'm seeing and go, whoa, your legs are prickly, that's a little different than if I'm just out and about and look at somebody and go, hey, you got some prickly-looking legs there.
Yeah, I can't imagine a situation where that's ever okay.
No.
No.
This is the first, like... One I probably would not recommend saying in any circumstances. I'm not explaining context of any of these, by the way. Next, we have Why'd you cut your hair like that?
Okay.
Yeah.
I've done that one to Freebeer before, though. So that was funny.
Yeah, it's...
Well, and that was after the fact.
Yeah, this is like years after.
Like, it wasn't like he walked in and you went, why did you do that? It would have to be something pretty outrageous if we...
Plus, there's a double standard here. Man to woman is different than woman to man.
In what way?
This guy saying it to a woman is much worse than Maitland saying it to Freebeer. I don't know why. I can't explain it.
Yeah, I don't think it would be, but I think it's just so much less likely to happen because guys pick a style somewhere around 14 and it just sticks for the most part. Some guys change, but not nearly as often as women change hairstyles.
Yeah, and y'all, I don't know why, but it always seems like your hair grows so much faster. So if I cut my hair into a pixie cut, it would take 6 years for it to grow back.
Yeah.
Steve could grow his hair to my length in like 4 months.
Yeah.
You know, and it's past my shoulders these days. And it's taken me years to get there. So especially when you've had a bad haircut as a girl or woman, it is one of those like, oh, this is going to take forever. And then it's going to go through an awkward stage. And then after that awkward stage, I'm going to have the urge to cut it again. So yeah, don't say that. Don't say that. Don't say that.
I sure am the one to talk with the bleached buzz. So we're just gonna cruise past that. Next we have these last two are really bad. Like, I would never say these to anyone again. If you haven't, don't do it. You sure do love your snacks, huh?
Depending on the weight that I'm at, that could hit different.
Man, good on this guy for calling himself out on this.
You sure do love your snacks, huh? It's adding the huh. I think it's that little extra word that makes it even worse. You sure like your snacks, huh?
It's like you're talking down to that person. It's like how I would talk to my kids. Like, oh, you sure do love those gummy bears, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Kind of like when you're on a date and you finish your whole meal and they say to you, I can't believe you ate all that. Okay. Well, it was delicious and I'm a fat ass, so thanks.
Go to the bathroom and barf it up.
Yeah.
Even with the context, this one still hurts. Yeah, don't say that. Let's just move past that. And last... You should try 75 hard. What was I thinking?
I don't know.
What was I thinking?
You don't know what 75 hard is, Hotwings?
No. Mm-mm.
I'd say, and you don't either.
No.
Okay, so do you know Maitland?
Kind of.
Yeah, it's a 75-day challenge where you're doing a workout every single day, and you're also eating. I think you're eating a healthy diet as well.
Oh, this explains why I don't know this.
Yeah, 75 hard. Yeah, so I imagine that was probably one of those things where somebody was saying to him, hey, I really want to lose weight or whatever, and you just nonchalantly mention, oh, you should try this diet approach.
I wonder if that was in the same conversation as the, you sure do like your snacks, huh?
Yeah, do you think they were all in succession?
Yeah. You sure like your snacks? You should stop eating them. Try 75 hard.
All right, 1-800-947-3979. Can you top those unintentional insulting ways that you've unintentionally insulted someone? We do have a couple calls. Let's pick up Arvine because she's been on hold for a minute. Arvine calling from New Jersey. How did you accidentally insult somebody?
Hello.
Everybody hello, there? Arvine. How are you?
Hello, Arvine.
Good. And I am not a she.
Oh, my bad. I just accidentally insulted
Kelly
you.
And Maylin, great seeing you. I've known forever. And he probably heard this story 20 odd years ago. I worked at a boardwalk at a stand. Steve will know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a game, and I got a circle of people, almost 30 people. And I'm
okay,
on
get
microphone.
To your story, Arvine. We got a limited time. Limited time here, bud.
Okay, you got it. Anyway, this girl is tying her shoes, holding up the game. And I said, look, you got to get up. What are you, a midget? And yeah, she was. They got the same size head and all, and she backed up, gave me the nub as a finger.
Oh,
it was
Arvine.
A midget, and everybody heard it. And it was bad.
Yeah,
so,
that wouldn't feel good.
Do you immediately cower and walk away?
No, I was on a microphone. I said, if there's a bolt of lightning, please throw it down.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Please,
down.
Please get me now. Just kill me.
Oh, thanks for calling in, bud.
Thanks, man.
All right, Nate in Nashville. Nate, when did you unknowingly insult someone?
All right, so I was at a Renaissance festival here in Nashville, and I bumped into this girl, and she had, like, she was dressed up like an orc, and it was great makeup, everything. And I was like, oh, your makeup's awesome. And then I was like, oh, you've even got the teeth. And she's like, no, these are my real teeth.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it was bad. Like, I don't know if, like, she had, like, shaved her teeth down to, like, get ready for veneers or, like, what it was. But, like, I felt off. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And then just kind of ran away.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Thanks for calling, Nate. That's so bad. 1-800-947-3979. When did you unknowingly insult somebody?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I've got one because I was going to reference a bunch of free beers, but his aren't as – they're not really insults. They're just stupid uses of words at the wrong time. You know what I mean? Like, cause we, like, years ago, one of our favorite stories is we were on the Jersey Shore and we were giving away – the radio station was giving away a brand-new truck and a brand-new boat. This was the good old days when – stations had money and would give things away, and it was a big deal, and we were doing a reverse drawing, and a reverse drawing happens when we get like 100 people and everybody's their names all go into the thing, and you take out a name, and when that name, that's not the winner, that's the person who's out next. So you get down, you narrow it down to the last two. So we get down to two people, and there is a I think it was two women, one was on their feet and one was in a wheelchair. Fine.
Yeah,
no big deal. Except that we get down to the final two, and we are building this crescendo, and we are working up to it, and man, we are P.T. Barnum the whole way, and we're making a big deal out of it, and then Freebird goes, all right, we're down to the final two. One of you is going to walk out of here with this stroke in this boat. And everyone was going, Jesus. Because he had no idea that he had just done it, and that's what made it so grand, because every one of us was like, I can't. Like, we were like, I can't wait to be the one to tell him he did this. So it was less of an insult and more like, just
it was insulting to her.
Yeah, probably.
But. It's probably one of those things they're so used to, though. Like, we have those blind listeners. We have Blind Alan. We've got Wombat Pat. Mm-hmm. And every time I see them, I'm like, great to see you. Mm-hmm.
So nice to
be in your presence. And here, feel my hand. I don't know. Every time.
I've got one that happened to me a few years ago. It was when I was looking for a house. And
save that for next, because we want to hear your stories. 1-800-947-3979.
Looking for your next thrifting experience? Check out the new Goodwill Columbus location in Westerville. Our new store is full of the latest secondhand selections with options rotating daily. From warm weather clothes to home decor, you may find your new favorite items just in time for spring. Each purchase helps us create opportunities throughout Central Ohio. It's shopping that looks good, feels good, and does good. Come shop at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.